about this. Well, you do know now that that's going to determine the type of fuel that you want to run, whether it be 10% or 15% or something else for that engine, you know.
For the gallon of fuel, I assume it's what it runs on, so I'm going to find out. I just want to get started. If the engine doesn't run, you know, there's no use buying all the other stuff. I got to get it running first.
Yep. And by the way, to start that motor, back in the old days, back in the late 70s, I used to use what was called a chicken stick. It took the place of your finger. You put that chicken stick up in there, and you flip the motor over by the blade with the wooden chicken strip, and that made sure that you didn't get a finger whacked.
On the front of it, and evidently you're supposed to stick a starter on it that spins, that'll spin the engine over, and it goes on that nut, and that's what cranks it up.
Seen that. Well, good luck with it. Most of the time, anytime I've seen a starter used, it had a little rubber piece in the front of it, and you just put that onto the cone, you know, the spinner cone, and that spun the motor over. All right, well, good enough, bud. Well, listen, I've destinated back to the house. Give me a call sometime, and I'll catch you later. KN4 VWA, clear after your final.
Steve, well, good to talk to you, and you take care. And I'll keep you posted on this plane. All right, say 73s and try to behave yourself. But I know that's not going to happen. All right, 73s, KP4 CBA clear. 4 CBA mobile.